Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English language news broadcast Hungary Reports. I'm Oshaya Flum. Thanks for joining us. The preparation of the fence on Hungary's border with Serbia to stop the influx of migrants and refugees is taking place at full blast. The military topographers are marking out a track with poles. The deadline is end of August. According to the estimation of the government, with the help of the fence, the number of illegal border crossings can decrease by 80 or 90%.
Early Tuesday morning, the Hungarian police transferred the Afghan man and his three mates to the Serbian authorities. The four are suspected to have been involved in a scuffle that took place in Királyhalom in Serbia on Monday. One Afghan man died and two other people were injured in a stabbing. The Hungarian police officers called the suspect at the open border and handed him over to the Serbian authorities. As a result of constant cooperation, the Hungarian police has learned that the men and three women caught at the open border could be related to the crime, said the spokesman for the Csongrád County Police. The murder in Királyhalom made the people living on the Hungarian side near Ashotalom upset. Despite of the strong police presence, they are worried. It is just too much that they kill each other now. People here are quite scared. We see these migrants every day. We gave them water if they asked. Should we be now afraid of them? Complains this local man. In Debrecen, northeast Hungary, the civil guards have to escort the passengers on a local bus from the migrant center to downtown. The transport company requested their assistance. Bus drivers and other passengers felt unsafe from the masses of migrants. There are two guards on every bus, and that usually prevents any atrocities from happening now. If there was a more serious problem, we of course called the police, said the vice president of the local civilian guards. Meanwhile, in the southern region of Ruska and Morahalom, the preparation of the temporary border fence is in progress. The military cartographers are lining up where the fence should run. The landscape is being formed by the military with heavy machinery. In Nagyfa, in Csongrád County, the tents for the temporary accommodation of illegal migrants have been set up. Here they just spend a few days, then they are being transferred to a reception center. By the end of the year, even 300,000 migrants could enter Hungary. That is why we need the border fence on the southern frontier, said the government spokesman to public media. Zoltán Kovács said more than 1 million postal and 58,000 online national consultation surveys regarding immigration have been sent back, and an overwhelming majority have agreed with the standpoint of the government. This 1 million people, this is a strongly representative sample to see how Hungarians think about what's going on in the world and in our country, and we must take this opinion seriously, said the government spokesman. On Sunday, more than 1,300 illegal border crossers were detained nationwide. Almost 900 were caught in Csongrád County. This year, over 95,000 people have crossed the Hungarian southern border illegally.
U.S.-owned automotive industry supplier BorgWarner inaugurated an engine plant of $7 billion foreign investment in Oroslány. The plant initially employs 160 workers and plans to increase the headcount by 100 over the next 4 or 5 years. The plant is 4,000 square meters, but there is possibility for the expansion. The company is planning to have further investments in Hungary. A campaign was launched to make Hungarians eat and live healthier. Less caffeine, energy drinks, or fewer harmful cosmetic products. These are just a couple of examples of doctors mentioned. They say Hungarians are more and more health aware, but still far from the EU average.
Homemade salami, homegrown eggs and milk is in the fridge at the Balog residence in Kőkényesmincent. The family with three children only eat food made of healthy ingredients. Since we have the kids, we select what we eat, and it's important to exercise, Christina said. This is the summer camp in Balatonmáriafürdő. The organizers only serve healthy food. They say it's important to show the students the healthy way quite early. We are trying to establish this healthy way of life, the prevention in our camps, for years now, said the camp director. Surveys show Hungarians have more and more health awareness, but still not as much as the EU average. That is why the National Consumer Authority starts a nationwide campaign to emphasize the importance of becoming a health-aware consumer. Most of them already know the baselines, but it's important to show them the way, what and how to buy the healthiest products, said the director of the authority. The National Public Health Service also joins the drive by investigating energy drinks, food supplements and cosmetics. There is a great demand for these products because the ads show these are all miracle products. They make us feel good and look great. But this is all a trap, said the chief medical officer of the service. The EU supports the campaign that runs until November with 500 million forints.
The farmers in Somogy have already collected more wheat for the bread of the Hungarians than last year, though the charity drive only started a few days ago. They say the wheat is of excellent quality, of which several thousands of loaves will be made on the 20th of August. Just as last year, a significant part of the flour will be donated to the St. Francis Foundation of Deva, led by Father Csaba Böjte.
Local farmers keep bringing their wheat to Kéthely. This would make the flour for baking the bread of the Hungarians. This local farmer said he was very happy to donate a bag of wheat for a good cause, hoping to help those in need. It's from my heart. I often go to Transcarpathia. I see what it means to live in need, and I can imagine how many may be in the same shoes in the country, he said. The charity drive has just started, but the donations offered so far already surpassed last year's in Kéthely. Local farmers have already collected 1.2 tons of wheat, though there are two more weeks to go. The weather was kind for the cereal crops, so both quality and quantity are especially good. Great bread would make of it, say the farmers. Farmers started collecting the wheat in Kápolna in Heves County, too. The wheat collected all over the country will be milled, and the flour will be used to make the bread for August 20. For this year's bread of the Hungarians, the yeast will come from Transcarpathia, the salt from Transylvania. It will be decided during the next months which civil organizations in and out of the borders will have the chance to give this bread to those in need, said the local director of the National Chamber of Agriculture. The remaining flour will be used for a whole year's bread for the 2,300 children at the St. Franciscus Foundation in Transylvania.
If Hungarian minorities beyond borders are important for us, the Hungarians living in Israel should also be important, said a senior rabbi of the Unified Hungarian Israelite Community at the opening ceremony of an exhibition in Budapest. Shlomo Köves said, "People who live in a minority are richer themselves, but enrich their environment as well." He added, "This is also true for the Hungarian Jewry. The outdoor exhibition is a collection of the article of the Hungarian daily newspaper Népszabadság and the Israeli New East from the years 1956, 1967 and 73. The launch of the reunification above borders is the national policy goal of the Hungarian government, said the Speaker of Parliament at a meeting of the Transcarpathian Hungarian Literature Teachers. László Kövér added, "The national policy means protecting and expanding the chances for Hungarians wherever they should live in the world." The Speaker of the Parliament also said, "Half of the Hungarian governments in the past 25 years considered this an important matter, but the other half neglected the national point of views or pursued an anti-national policy." That's all for now from Public Media and One's English Language News broadcast. My colleague Steffi Dieri will be waiting for you tomorrow night at around the same time. I hope you'll tune in again. Don't forget, we're on live every night and you can also follow us on the internet. Thanks for watching. Take care. Good night. Thank you.